When looking for energy savings in an existing chiller plant or during plant renovation, look beyond the chiller. Despite having the highest peak load of any component, the chiller may not be the largest contributor to total annual energy consumption. It's more important to consider how all of the components work together throughout the year to maximize savings. Paying attention to part load efficiency is critical for maximizing savings. There are also simple and low or no cost operational changes that can be investigated to significantly reduce an existing system's energy use without jeopardizing plant operation or occupant comfort. Here are three things to think about. Consider variable speed retrofits. The majority of components in the Hitachi chiller cooling system and Hitachi chiller air conditioning system can get the benefit of VFDs that have variable speeds. In actuality, all modern energy codes require VFDs for these parts in new systems as well as major retrofits. VFD prices have also decreased drastically over the last few years. As can be seen in the chiller variable and constant speed performance charts, which are on the page 38, there's an immense benefit of using VFDs in chillers, however, only if condenser water temp relief can be used. Cooling tower fans offer another way to reduce energy consumption by using VFDs. With the loading and outdoor wet bulb temperature drop, variable speed fan motors don't just conserve energy for fans because of fan law benefits. A fan operating at 50% speeds draws 12.5% of power used by the fan running at 100%, however, they also offer better temperature control. Variable speed pumping could provide energy savings opportunities, however, it requires a careful examination of other components that comprise the entire system. For chilled water, switching variable flow retrofit could require extensive and expensive modifications to the control valves as well as control sequences. Additionally, the capabilities of variable flow of existing chillers must be re-examined. Limits on flow of chillers could hinder the viability of variable chilled water pumps. On the condenser side, the variable flow control can be limited by the flow limitations of chillers and cooling tower freeze, fouling issues. But, if the pumps are overloaded with a constant circulation system, the balancing of the pump flow by lowering the speed or the flow limitation with a balancing factor could be a viable option and without the addition of variable flow throughout the system. To buy industrial chillers in India, visit the Hitachi Aircon website.